For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Plenty of track and field results from yesterday. A Division II meet was hosted by Prairie du Chien High School. Lodi won the girls' title with 115 to Dodgeville Middle Point's 114.5. It was very close, and the boys, it was Lodi 158, Platteville 103. Richland Center finished 5th in the team standings. Let's take a look at some of the individual results. For the Richland Center girls, sophomore Danica Pauls moves on to sectional with a first place in the pole vault with a 10-foot vault. Soleil Ewing is going to be going on to sectional after a first place in the long jump with a 17.01. The junior advances along with junior Madeline Huber, who finished 2nd in shot and 2nd in discus yesterday for the Hornet girls. For River Valley, Gina Klein advances after a 3rd place in the 200, and Anya Sefrud was 4th in that event. Brielle Grant, 4th with a 1600 run, and the RV 4x2 advances after finishing 2nd. Gina Klein, Caitlin Sobranek, Anya Sefrud, and Evelyn Tripolin ran that for the Blackhawks. In boys' results from yesterday, a good contingent from the Richland Center boys' squad will be advancing. Malachi Fretz, 1st in the 800 with a 1:58.69 time, and 1st in the 1600 with a time of 4:41.28. Robert Budden was 3rd in the 800. Ryan Stadler, 4th with a 3,200 run. And the RC 4x4 was 2nd. Grayson Banker, Robert Budden, Fletcher Harper, and Malachi Fretz. The top four advance to sectionals, or those on the bubble who may have a good enough time or distance that would be qualifying for sectionals. Devin Woodhouse was 5th in the pole vault for the Hornets. Duncan Harper, 5th in long jump. And Teague Perkins will be going on to the sectional after finishing 3rd with the shot put throw. For River Valley, sophomore Aiden Hill was 1st in the 100 with a time of 11:37, 1st in the 200 with a 23:14, and he took 1st place in the 400 with a time of 52:17. Junior Wesley Hatfield advances with a 4th place finish in the 100 and 3rd in the 400. Javin Willey was 5th on the 200, or in the 200, and is on the bubble. And Mason Schulte took 4th in the 1600 and advances to sectional. Yesterday at River Ridge High School, Fenimore was the top women's team with a 201 total. Boscobel was 2nd at 90. Kickable Lafarge finished 3rd. Ithaca Weston was 6th. In the boys' rankings, Fenimore was number 1. Kickable Lafarge finished 2nd. Also for the meet yesterday at River Ridge, some individual results. And again, the top 4 go to the sectional at Bangor in Division 3. Among the first place finishers yesterday was Clayton Lee of Ithaca Weston with a first place in the 3200 and a time of 10:37.58. Clayton Lee was also 2nd in the 1600 with a time of 4:47.51. Landon Thompson was 8th in the 100, Sam Jones 10th in the 400 and in the 800. For the girls from Ithaca Weston, Leah Puig 12th in the 200, Kaylee Peterson 1st in the 800 run, advances to the next level, and Tristan Peterson 4th in the 100 hurdles. The 4x1 was 3rd, Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson. The 4x2 finished 4th, also qualifies for the next level. Kaylee Miller, Maggie Kirshner, Bailey Wanless, and Aubrey Cook. And the 4x4 was 2nd, Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson. The high jump, a personal record for Kaylee Miller with a 5.3, and also advancing to the next level in the long jump. Tristan Peterson was 3rd yesterday, and Aubrey Cook took 3rd in the triple jump. Others from the area that advanced from the River Ridge Regional. For Riverdale's girls, Olivia Meese, 3rd in the 800. It was Mallory Meese, 3rd in the 1600. Gretchen Buchholz took 2nd in the 100-meter hurdles, 4th in high jump, and Kaylee Carter was a 2nd-place finisher with the pole vault yesterday. Others advancing for Riverdale, the 4x1 relay team moves on after their finish yesterday in 4th place. Mary Medina, Kiara Prohaska, Kaylee Carter, and Gretchen Buchholz, and the 4x8 finished 4th. Olivia Meese, Riley Bierce, Jenna Wheaton, and Mallory Meese ran that for the Chieftains. Boys results yesterday. Tim Bailey first in the 100 with a time of 11:10. First in the 200 at 22:37. Noah Arrington was third in the 200, third in the 400 as well. Drayton Deglow third in shot put yesterday at River Ridge. The WIAA sectionals will be held on Thursday. Most baseball and softball games were canceled yesterday. Cuba City got in a regional girls game against Argyle Blackhawk. They defeated them 12-2, and Baraboo shut out Mauston in baseball 13-0. Games were canceled yesterday, including Richland Center's baseball game at Adams Friendship. That was tentatively rescheduled for today. The Richland Center girls soccer team slated to host Dodgeville Mineral Point this evening. Yesterday's WIAA regional golf action at Prairie du Chien Country Club was moved to Wednesday. That'll start tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for area golfers. Also today, Riverdale's baseball team is slated to play at Seneca. Ithaca's game with DeSoto was canceled yesterday. They do have a game scheduled tomorrow with Belmont. And WIAA regional softball games today, of course, weather permitting, Lafarge at Ithaca, set to start at 4 this afternoon. Seneca plays at Wunniwak Center, Kickapoo at Brookwood, DeSoto at Hillsboro, and Royal at Pepin Alma. Highland host Potosi Cassville, Wazika Steuben is at Judah Albany. And also in Division 4, as mentioned, Cuba City was a winner. They'll play the winner of today's scheduled Riverdale at Boscobel game, Iowa Grand at Fenimore, and Wisconsin Heights at Mineral Point. And in Division 3 today, River Valley set to host Viroqua Youth Initiative, Lancaster at Westfield, Adams Friendship at Dodgeville, and Westby travels to Prairie du Chien. On the state scene, a Campbellsport High School runner can now run in the postseason. Bob Haig has the story.
The WIAA initially ruled Joshua Anwanili ineligible to compete in Monday's Division II track and field regionals in Keel based on a rule involving his parents not living with him. Anwanili's parents live in Africa working as missionaries. After U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman worked with Ghana to document visa troubles with Anwanili's father, the WIAA approved a waiver Friday for the teen sprinter's participation. Anwanili has one of the fastest 100-meter sprint times on record in state history. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
On the state scene, the Brewers' bullpen surrendered a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the ninth, then lost the game in the 10th. Monday's 3-2 loss was the third in the last four games for Milwaukee. Andrew Monasterio hit his first home run of the season, and Christian Yelich stole home for the other run. The Brewers cling to a game-and-a-half lead over the Cubs in the National League Central Division. Manager Pat Murphy talked about his starter, Joe Ross, leaving after the first inning.
It affects you a lot when your starter goes one. He had a lower back strain. He was feeling it a little bit before the game, so we knew about it. But then after he had to go run and back up third, it pulled on him again. So he got through the first inning, came out after the first inning, said he wasn't feeling great. He said, I can go back out if you want me to, but I'm not feeling great. I'm not sure I can extend. So we thought it was in the best interest to get him out of there.
And they burned through seven pitchers as a result last night.
Hats off to our bullpen for what they did tonight to get us in that position. That's what you got to think about, like great performances by a bullpen tonight. It's Miguel pitched great, you know what I mean? He gives up a single and a blooper, and I thought pitched well enough to get the job done.
The same two teams meet tonight with rookie Robert Gasser scheduled to start for Milwaukee. San Diego beat Atlanta 6-5. Atlanta won the nightcap 3-0. The Dodgers 6-4 over Arizona. In the American League, Toronto 9, the White Sox 3, Boston 5-0 over Tampa Bay. Seattle 5, the Yankees 4, Kansas City 8-3 over Detroit, the Angels 9, and Houston 7. Cleveland was a winner over the Mets 3-1. Washington 12, Minnesota 3, St. Louis 6-3 over Baltimore. From the NHL playoffs, Edmonton 3-2 over Vancouver. Minnesota Vikings star wide receiver Justin Jefferson was absent on Monday when the Vikings held their first of 10 allowable organized team activities. According to a person with knowledge of the situation, the chance of the club is not going to make details public. Jefferson's absence comes as the Vikings are working to sign him to a contract extension. And the Packers' 24 NFL schedule isn't a soft one. An analysis by Packers Wire finds the 17 games include 7 games against playoff teams. Of course, Green Bay also was a playoff team last season. Things get tough in weeks 12, 13, and 14 when Coach Matt LaFleur's still young squad faces the 49ers, Dolphins, and Lions. The Packers met 6 teams last season that had made the playoffs the year before, and they finished 3-3. In those games. I'm Phil Nee with sports.